What is up, my pizza?
You get two more of those.
Whoa.
You get two more of those.
You heard her voice. Emma Skies is on the show. What's up, Emma?
I'm in a good mood because there's a dog here.
What's the dog's name?
The dog's
Corey.
Wow.
I'm always in. Yeah. My dog is in
I don't
the
know if
studio.
That's an insult to Corey
that's
or an
true.
Insult
it
to Chewy.
Corey.
Wow.
Emma,
she took it to another level.
What happened, Emma, in between like the last 10 minutes? Because you were as sweet as honey all day, and then now when the lights are on and the podcast is live, you're just mean.
When were you with her with the lights off?
Wait, what?
You said the lights are off.
Yeah, it's a very good question. I would also like to know the answer to that.
That is a metaphor, the bright lights of video game Bang. Good Lord, you guys. You heard his voice. He's already trying to sabotage my marriage, apparently.
What the fuck?
Eddie Villanueva, what is up?
What's up, y'all?
Mr. Film Philosopher, how are the movies?
Movies are, this really? Week, kind of sucky, but they're okay. They're all right.
2018,
they're
good year
10
for
out
movies?
Of 10s? Movie of the year?
How many, okay, if you had to put, let's do your show's ending at the beginning of my show, just to get the Film Philosopher's junk out of the way. How many monocles do you give movies in 2018?
So far, I would probably
all
give
right,
it
Marcus,
four out of five.
How's it going, yes, Marcus?
Son of a...
Great.
Yeah.
I wouldn't rate it monocles, though.
How the testes?
Oh,
brilliant.
Wow.
You missed the...
Fully functional.
You missed it. The first time I had Marcus on the show, he leads talking about his testicles. Way to make an impression.
Good time.
Because they came in like Edward Scissorhands.
Your testes came in.
Your testes?
No, not my testes. Yeah, the doctor.
He got snipped.
Ah. I went where you went.
I was just
was
wondering.
Was I
just
for.
Following the trails. That's just following the trails.
Him and Chewy here have the same disposition when it comes down.
I think it's slightly different
when it comes down to the South Pole.
Both so got the snip snip.
This is a Christmas show. If you're watching the show live on twitch.tv, I can do this. Go to EmmaCam, and you can look at Emma holding up my dog, my little Boston Terrier Chewy, who likes to chill out in the studio with us every once in a while, like a little mascot. You should be here if you listen to the show and you like it. We appreciate you, but you can show up here on Wednesday nights and Saturday nights and kick it with us, Pocket Asian, Quick Strike, Ozmundi, The North Remembers, all sorts of cool people who hang out and chat with us during the show. And then likewise, if you are in here already and you want to catch up on past episodes, you can go to wherever podcasts are sold. That could be iTunes, that could be Spotify, all those good places. And we have sponsors, don't we, Emma?
Yes.
I want to hear you do the sponsors. A little Christmas special.
Let's
you
see.
Caught me
she's
in the middle
distracted
of making kissy
of the
faces
dog.
At the dog.
Oh, we'll go back to Emma Cam, and you can tell everybody who our sponsors are.
We are sponsored by Mainframe.gg.
Hey.
You caught me off guard here. I was not prepared for this. I don't know what I'm supposed to be saying.
One down?
You've heard
can
me.
Can I just say things that I want to be sponsored by?
No.
Wow.
No. Yeah. That's not how
can
that
I just
works.
Throw stuff out there?
They pay us, then we say things.
He's got a point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn it.
It's pretty valid.
Damn it.
So mainframe .gg. Yeah.
Mainframe.gg, Oblivion, Comics and Coffee.
What's their tagline?
Ooh, two.
The tagline that you made up does not make sense.
I didn't make it
so
up,
I
first of all.
To...
Come for the coffee. Okay.
Whoa.
Stay for
whoa,
the brilliance.
Whoa.
Wow.
Know. Jeez.
That
dude.
Turned XXX on, real
why
quick.
Why should always go back to testicles with you? Do we have any other sponsors? Is that it? Did we cover the bases here?
Did we?
I think so.
Why are you going to throw me under the bus like this?
I mean, David's not here, so you're the adult.
I don't have to pay attention for the first 10 minutes of the show. That's the deal.
You're the new web is what I'm hearing for tonight?
I mean, I did take over the newsroom, so I guess.
Ooh, he keeps it up. He's going to be out of the job. Wow. He's actually not feeling well. He's got there's a thing going around. It's Christmas time. So hopefully get well soon, baby. We hope
explosive
you're
diarrhea, I think it was.
I think so, but I don't think he would appreciate us telling everyone that.
True.
Yeah.
Explosive
but
diarrhea.
They'll understand.
Okay, back to Eddie. 2018. How many monocles?
I give it probably 3.5 out of 5. It's been hit or miss. I mean, certain months are good. This month, it's okay. October was kind of a little bit of a letdown. But December looks to be really cool. It's hit or miss. So I'd give it 3.5 out of 5 so far.
Of the whole year, and discounting things that obviously haven't come out, what are your highs and lows of the year?
My highs would probably have to be Blindspotting in August. Incredible movie. Infinity War was another one, just out of pure personal interest. Lows would probably have to be... I know the Robin Hood movie was not great. And, well, you saw it. What did you think?
Marcus? I didn't think it was that bad. Like, I actually like this story, but...
Huh. Yeah, I didn't like it.
He's just like, you're wrong. You're wrong.
I mean, like, we're gonna move on. It's a terrible movie.
Yeah, there's been a few really bad ones this year that just I pushed out of my mind thanks to my therapist, so I'm good.
I think it's been a better year for video games than it was for movies.
I would 100% agree on that.
I definitely agree with that.
I think in all my years of doing this show, this might be the best year for video games.
It's too good.
It honestly
What does
is.
That say for 2019?
Oh, no! Before we tear into 2019, that was the What You Playing theme song. So basically the rules are this. We're going to go round robin around the table since we got some people we haven't talked to in a bit. And they're going to go through and tell us what they've been playing. And we're going to start with Marcus. What you been playing, man?
I've been playing Call of Duty.
That Call of Duty, baby. No. Yeah.
Call of Duty. Don't encourage PUBG.
Him. How much did you spend on Call of Duty?
One day.
No, I mean, how much money?
Oh, $60.
Well, not see, at least he was smart about it.
I got it 15% off, so I didn't spend
$60. Ask Corey how much he spent on it.
He's probably spent $100.
$100 well spent.
And he plays it one day a month.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that. Predictable.
I hop on Double XP Weekend. I'd like to play with you, but why do you play in the land of...
The consoles?
Here we go.
Because I like consoles. They're easier.
Okay, no, they're not. They're not easier. Well, I mean, the competition that you face is definitely
easier.
Sure.
I have no disagreement with that.
You were telling me your win percentage in blackout mode is 30%.
40, but...
40%!
Who's counting...
Jeez.
Apparently you are.
So do you think you're really good at this game, or do you think that the talent pool is just not up to snuff?
I don't think it's that good in that game.
With 40%, you should be streaming. You should be going to invitationals.
No.
That's a very good percentage.
That's not how it works, Corey. You know that.
You're telling me how it works?
You know how it works.
I am esports.
That's true.
If I had a 40% win rate, I'd be ninja right now. What's your excuse?
Well, is that the thing that you think is keeping you from being ninja?
Well,
is that he's not good enough to get a high win percentage, and, so he's not ninja.
And I refuse to dye my hair blue.
So we're measuring dicks right now, is what I'm hearing. Okay, just checking, just making sure.
But 40%, that's good. I'm genuinely curious to see if you could still keep that if you moved to PC. I think you'd keep a high percentage.
I couldn't keep it.
I think you could be decent. I don't think it'd be 40, but
if I spent enough time and practice on PC, I could probably get around 30. Like, if I played enough, but I'm not going to.
Why not? You have the world at your fingertips.
I do. I have everything that can run it, but do I really want to? It's not my interest. I just like consoles better.
Okay. Well, you're doing good. You got yourself a solid core group of friends who I'm sure are carrying you. How does it go?
Wow. Every day. Carry. I don't have to do anything. I just get big old donuts, just sit in the backseat, you know? Eating them, and then you get your wins.
So last time you came, I just want to see if you have an update, because you were really into PUBG, and so you've been playing more Call of Duty. Are they completely separate in your mind? Do you compare them? Are you still a bigger fan of PUBG?
Oh, yeah. I'm still a bigger fan of PUBG. I play both because I'm playing where the group of friends I play with are. Ultimately, that's what it is. Like, I have more fun that way. But... I like PUBG more just because it's a third-person game versus first-person.
Okay.
So it's preference.
Okay.
So
Fair enough. Yeah. Are you looking into any other games towards the end of the year, or are you solid with what you got?
Well, obviously, Smash. I have games I haven't even played. I got the Pokemon Let's Go.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I didn't know you had that one.
Yeah, I got Pikachu.
Haven't even fired it up yet.
Well, technically once, but didn't actually play it. So.
I think that's a testament, again, to how good the games are this year. There's so many really good games that I haven't dug into yet.
It is.
Eddie Villanueva, I know you watch movies all the time, but have you had any chance to play any video game?
I actually do. I just started RDR2. Got it over the course of the Black Friday, Cyber Weekend, whatever. So got it for like $48, $47.
Okay.
So I started it during the middle of last week. Haven't really gotten much back into it. Played a little bit of it yesterday, but like into chapter 2 or 3.
What's expectation versus what you got?
It's actually exceeded that. Like, I was a big fan of the first one, so when I got into the second one, I kind of expected the same thing, and a lot of the immersion in the game is a little different than what I was expecting. So,
as in, you don't like it, or
I like it. I think there's a little bit more that's been added to this game that actually makes it more immersive, so you find yourself doing a lot more in the game than you did prior to. I haven't gotten so far into the storyline to figure out whether or not if the first game's storyline was better than this one. So,
how did you feel about the first chapter, that whole tutorial phase?
Very long.
Yeah, it was extremely long and took
forever.
Good God,
that thing took me 3 days to get through. I hated
it. But I actually like this game more because it is, like Eddie was saying, more immersive.
Yeah.
I played the first one, but I did end up putting it down and walking away very early on. Versus this round, I played it more, but what's really hard is because there are so many other games.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
No. I'm like Corey mentioned, I spend most of my time watching movies than I do playing games. But when I do get a chance, I'll throw on a few video games here and there. And this one was one of those ones that I like. I like the cinematic aspect of what it offers. So I like great storytelling, just like any movie. I love great storytelling. I love great voice acting. And this game has both of those. So, I mean, it's a great story thus far. And I'm enjoying it. So,
okay. Have you touched online yet?
I have not.
So I will just go ahead. I'll jump in front of Emma here. Usually I go last. This is very unprecedented.
It's the beta mode.
I hope the podcast gods forgive me for not for not closing
out.
We
must leave a sacrifice.
It's gonna be fine because they're not real.
Okay.
Whoa.
Now we're like really going off the rails.
Wow. Okay. It doesn't piss me off. I just feel I pity you because the podcast gods. You'll see when you die. You'll see when you die.
Karma's a bitch. Watch. You'll see.
Is that a threat?
Yeah. No. I tried online, and I like the story. There is like a story mode. I created my character. His name is Buster Scruggs.
That character creation is garbage.
It was not great.
It's garbage.
I didn't spend too much time in it because luckily the guy kind of already looked how I wanted him to-ish.
Uh-huh.
So I busted through that. I started playing again another pretty, not near as boring tutorial for the online service.
Was it just as long?
No. Thank God. One thing I did realize again, like revisiting this game, that if you're buying Red Dead Redemption expecting wall-to-wall action, that's your mistake.
Yeah.
It's not an action game. It's not
a simulator.
Yes.
It's Cowboy Simulator.
It's a complete sandbox game. I mean, you're all over the place in it.
You have to meditate, basically, on and get yourself ready to play that game. For me, because like I'm coming from all these first-person shooters lately, and so I'm expecting just run and gun all the time, fast pace. But in this game, you have to be okay walking from here to there.
Yeah.
In past Red Deads and GTAs, I sprint everywhere. If it was a real life, like I'd look like a fucking maniac because I'm always running full speed and I'm always driving full speed. And in Red Dead, you can't do that. You have to mosey.
Yeah.
Like you settle
Save
your horse.
Your stamina, make sure you take care of your horse. You gotta feed your horse. You gotta brush your horse.
You gotta pet your horse.
And seven,
it's a little too immersive for me.
Seven miles in chat. He just said it. Oh no, walking. Yes, you have to walk. Otherwise you'll like
people get mad at you.
People get mad and then
bullshit.
Like
bullshit. Let me live
or
my
you
life.
Can, you can fail an entire mission by going too slow.
I
like seriously.
We'll just be mashing the run button and all of a sudden I just climbed on top of a box that was standing there for no goddamn reason. Like,
so it's like Assassin's Creed 1.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So you have to be just ready to walk. Hitch your horse takes like 5 seconds. You can't expect it just to be like hopping out of a car in GTA. It's a different pace.
It is.
And you have to be ready for it. So when I get in that mood where I'm like want to chill, it's a chill game. And then there is some pretty dope action in it. Like I got through one or two of the online missions before I had to call it quits because I was about to fall asleep. But
did you play like with somebody else or what?
No, you have to
online.
Go, I think but you have to go through the tutorial before that part, and I didn't see another person on the server.
So really, it's just kind of like another single player that says you're online.
Yeah.
And it costs money to make a posse.
Oh, really?
Like what? In-game money?
No.
Oh, like, you can have up to a 7-person posse, which is, like, one of the things, like, you can have a group of up to 7 people, but it costs $200 in-game.
That's a
lot
of
money.
Which is a
lot of money.
That's a lot.
In Red Dead.
Yeah,
in Red Dead, I was playing for, like, 2 hours, and I have $10, I think.
Yeah. And people are already complaining about, like, the economy of the game and how expensive it is and how hard it is to get things where, Like they were talking about to upgrade your pistol, like your starter pistol. Somebody was talking about to upgrade it to matte black is like 12 gold bars, and it takes like 8 hours of gameplay to get one gold bar.
What? Versus there was that glitch where you could get like unlimited gold bars. It was something where you had like start it up and then you stop it in this in the action. And then when you start it back up, it's there, and you get to keep on redoing it.
Sounds like a total PS1 hack or something.
Before you pause this podcast and Google what he's talking about, just know that Rockstar has like punished people in the past.
Oh, I'm sure they have. Like, I'm sure they have.
They fucked people hard in GTA 5 who found glitches and started exploiting it.
Which is stupid, because like, it's not like they're hacking the game. They're exploiting a glitch that you left in the game.
Exactly. They're the ones who left it there in the game. By the way, quick side note. I did finish that entire Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
Yeah?
It was phenomenal. Thank you for recommending
it. Thank you!
I loved it. I enjoyed it. It was so great.
It's a thinking man's movie.
It really is. I like to say it is. Every single one of those things.
Definitely.
Yeah, it was
if you don't like it, it's because you're not smart enough.
100%.
100%. It's one of those
What's
movies.
What's this, Buster Scruggs?
It's some Netflix thing that Corey was talking about last week.
It's really good.
And recommending.
Yeah, it's so good. I named my character in Red Dead Buster Scruggs, and I'm trying to wear all white clothes just like him. Like, I love it.
Kicking tables and making people shoot themselves in the head.
So fucking good. Emma Skies, what have you been playing?
I've been playing a lot of the same stuff. I've been doing a lot of Spyro, but I have been getting more into Dead by Daylight within the last few days.
Ooh.
Which I'm enjoying.
You play with Ray Ray, right?
I play with Rachel when we do Survivors, but when I'm on my own, I play as the killer, which is a lot more fun for me.
So you can play this game with randos. You just jump in and you're cool doing that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, because like when you're the killer, it's just you, so it's not like you're on a team.
Yeah.
So okay. It's just you and four other people that are on their own team.
Mm-hmm. And are you good? Are you?
I'm okay.
Is your win percentage 40?
No.
40% win rate?
No way.
Well, because it depends on what you call a win, on whether you say a win is
survive.
Nobody escaping.
Survival rate is
well, as a killer, like as the killer, like do you count a win as everybody dies or like, you know, only one person escaped or only two people escaped? It's like a thing. It's
gotta
a thing.
Get everybody.
So if you're living under a rug, don't understand this game. It's like it's kind of like that Evolve game, but like horror version. Mm. So one person is the killer. There's four
survivors.
And your job as the killer is to stealth around and kill them all before they like turn on all the floodlights.
They have to turn on 5 generators, and then it gives power to a door that they used to escape. And you're just kind of wandering around killing them. And there's various other characters. And
it's just like the Friday the 13th game, isn't
it?
Yeah, it's just like Friday the
13th. It's just like Friday the 13th.
It's licensed with other villains, though, because you can be like...
You can be Michael Myers. Yeah. You can be Leatherface. You can be Amanda from the Saw movies. There's a... What am I missing?
So can they not fight back? Or
Freddy is in there.
Really?
They can't fight back, but they can do various things to run and hide. And
okay. Yeah.
So... are you finding that there's like a meta to this game that you fall into, or do you get? Like,
I don't pay attention to any of that shit. I just play a game to have fun.
Said
She's
no
not
one ever.
Into that meta.
I don't give a shit about like when I play Overwatch. I'm like, I don't care what the current meta is. I'm just gonna play what I need to play.
That sounds like a non-gamer.
This is the reason people like me get tilted.
Yeah, that's why you were tilted.
Because I play games to have fun.
Yeah, you should not.
It's
video
not
games
fun,
are
it's
to win.
Play to
it's
win.
True. Yeah.
That's funny. That's fine.
You've also been playing Box Simulator. Let us give us the Millie update. We want the Millie update because you've been doing a lot of fundraising and
My dog.
Yeah,
it's a whole thing. She still needs surgery, and her surgery is gonna be more expensive than they thought it was gonna be, and it's a whole thing. And that's pretty much the update.
So you're folding boxes to earn money.
Folding boxes to earn money. No, I've been doing those little origami gift boxes for donations on my channel.
Oh, okay. Just like we do the Pocket Asian Christmas tree of VGB.
Don't be like I do it just like you do it.
Nah, yeah.
You do it just like I do it.
Wow.
Okay, let's not forget where this came from.
Oh well, if
sounds it, like some shade there.
Yeah,
it is. Anybody in chat who wants to participate in the VGB Christmas Tree O Pocket Asian, you can become a sub or hit us up on that Patreon. We had some Patreon action. Thank you to our boy Knox, who really hooked it up. So we got to put him on the tree, huh? We'll do that in the after show. So if there's, are we closing the floor? Are the podcast gods satisfied to completion?
I don't
you
know.
You gotta
we,
stop that.
We pissed them off a little bit ago, so we need to.
Emma
know.
Needs to make up for it.
So. Yeah.
Emma doesn't need to do shit.
It sounds like
Emma.
We need like a public apology.
Emma.
That's horrible, and I hate it.
Emma, Sky is telling the news, everybody.
I hate that.
Why do you hate it?
It's very uncomfortable.
Not as uncomfortable as the picture from earlier.
Oh, that never has to leave this room. That sounds really bad. That sounds really bad.
Well, I'll just say
I just posted it cleared up.
Yeah, hold on. Let's just clear this all up. Hold on.
We should talk about it. There's going to be a Patreon exclusive image that we're going to post on.
No, there's not. There certainly is not.
You have to get our NSFW tier.
Oh my God. Why are you making this sound terrible? Wait, well,
because you show that at work, people going to run.
Wow.
I thought in Patreon you had to have one of those tiers. No. It's not a requirement?
No. Yeah, you're just making that up.
Well, to the three people that are on ours, they've been getting quite the show from me.
Well, that is my cue to leave.
Patreon.com/videogamebang.
What was the news?
Do you need to hear the theme song again?
No. Yeah. Okay.
I think we need to hear it one more time.
Everybody shut the fuck up. We got shit to talk about.
I don't know
about.
What's happening right now. Can you play time. That?
Jesus Christ.
Drop again. One more time.
Don't do it.
Do it one more time.
So, I'm just going to fucking talk. We're just going to fucking do it. Anthem. We got some Anthem news.
Emma.
I hate all of you. You're all bad
people.
We want
to do it live?
It's totally the news.
Do it live.
I'm doing this show by myself from now on.
All right, we can try it live.
Let's try it live.
Right. No, no.
Emma.
No.
Emma.
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 Emma. Emma. It's totally the news.
Hey. That was gold.
That
we tried.
Are we done?
We tried. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Are we done?
Yeah, you can go.
Anthem. We got some Anthem news.
Hey! Is this game still coming out?
I still don't think so. I swear to God, I've been saying this every time we talk about it. This game is not coming out when they say it's going to come out, but they're still putting stuff out, so I guess there's an alpha test coming up next week.
Is it like pre-alpha, or is it actually alpha?
Alpha. It's a closed alpha test, so you have to sign up. You can sign up now to December 3rd, and they're doing a closed alpha the weekend of December 8th and 9th. So if you're interested in checking out the game, want to see if it looks anything like anything they've showed so far, I'm not going to do it, but let us know.
Why aren't you going to do it?
Because I don't care that much.
I kind of agree with you. I wish I did. It is probably the most interesting new IP on the radar. What's another one? What's a better one?
New IP. I don't know, but I'm sure there is one.
This one's hyped. It's EA. It's supposed to be AAA, and in the AAA space, those don't come too often. Like, what else? Maybe that one with Norman Fetus.
Yeah, yeah.
No, the one by,
That's the only other one.
Death Stranding. Yeah.
It's between those two.
That's not coming out.
that horror anthology one sounds interesting that we talked about a while ago. But yeah, so if you want to see Anthem, they're doing a closed alpha December 8th and 9th. You can sign up now to December 3rd. I am still not convinced this game is coming out, period, much less that it's going to come out when they say it is.
Yeah.
I'm calling it. They're delaying this thing at least 5 months.
Interesting. It says the sessions, however, will not be an all-day thing. There will be two separate sessions across 2 days to alpha test Anthem.
Okay.
So that gives you a little bit more insight as to how much they're going to be revealing.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be very Destiny-esque.
Yep. It looks exactly like
Destiny. Well, that's what it was like. There's no hiding it. That's what it's supposed to be like.
I guess, yeah, in the open world teammate thing, but can the world handle another letdown?
Probably not.
I don't know. All right, what else we got?
I mean, if they time it right and people are still mad about Fallout 76, it can just be like, hey, at least it's not that game.
Fallout 76, okay.
Speaking of
Buster Scruggs, it has a pretty popular meme out right now with the one of, what's the guy's name from the second story? Big actor guy, Liam Franco. Neeson?
Oh, James Franco.
James Franco. Where he's
I've seen that, yeah.
He's about to get hung and like the guy next to him's crying and he goes, first time.
First time hanging. Yeah.
I saw that one and they put EA on him, and then for the other guys was Bethesda and Rockstar because they've just been getting pummeled recently in the news. And we, as a follow-up to our story last week, we were talking about Fallout 76. Did you guys hear about the canvas bag issue?
Yep.
Oh my God.
Cheating the customers.
They put a nice canvas bag on the thing, ended up giving people basically worse than those reusable grocery shopping bags you get. Yep. The internet exploded. We covered it last week. Everybody was talking about it. Oh, this can't get any worse. They're going to give...
Oh, but it can.
It got worse.
They're going to give them $5.
Well, there is that.
In-game money.
They're going to get $4.99 of in-game currency.
Such a trade. That makes up for nothing.
But you want to talk about bad optics. it turns out they were magically able to find some canvas bags for their influencers that they sent stuff to for free so they could review the game.
Yeah.
The people who have the biggest following who are going to be posting that shit on all their platforms.
Yeah, they got it the year before. And then they're trying to say, oh, well, we couldn't find a good supplier for canvas. Well, reality-wise, is they probably didn't want to actually pay for the canvas.
Right.
Oh, no.
And then cheat people
off. And it's one of those things where, like, I understand that it's likely two very different teams that have never spoken to each other. It's somebody that's handling social media influencer outreach and then the actual merchandising team.
Yeah.
But it's really bad optics. Because clearly you are able to find this and you were just like, it was too expensive and it hurt our bottom line, so we're going to fuck you guys instead.
There's another thing. We're talking about just visually how this looks, which perception is very important.
100%.
There is a skin in the game that you can purchase that's a mailman, and he has a nice canvas bag.
Oh, my gosh.
But it costs more atoms than they're giving people for the shitty canvas bag that they got in real life.
It's 700 atoms to get the canvas bag in the game, and it is they're giving you 500 atoms to make up for not giving you a canvas bag. It's just like, guys, come on.
That shit was front page Reddit, how bad it was.
I believe it.
I love you, Bethesda. I love you so much, but you are... Is this growing? Like, they grew too big, and someone else has their hand in the pot?
Everybody was so excited this year after Bethesda. After, what is it, E3 Bethesda?
Because it looked really good, and because the game is not what they said it was.
Everything looks great. It's the best show. And then all of a sudden now it's like, yeah, they didn't meet their standards.
No, and I think it was negative for them to release, like, just a title screen of Elder Scrolls 6. I'm going to stick to that to this day. Like, if the option was disappoint people, quote-unquote, by not showing it and then saving it for an actual reveal later when there's actual things to see. Now they've basically 100% set us up. Not 100%, but the odds of them disappointing us are so bad right now.
Oh, because of what happened, yeah.
A million things could happen between now and the launch of that game. And when they do give us more details, like, it loses that surprise factor.
Yeah.
Like, even though Blizzard got riggedy wrecked for the Diablo fiasco, you know, when they launched the mobile and they kept their lips closed about Diablo 4. We all know they're going to make a follow-up. Diablo was way too popular for them not to follow up on it.
Well, and you would think they're a smart enough company to know what their audience needs. I mean, in any type of marketing aspect, you know that you throw out those feelers, see what your demo wants, and you don't kind of follow up with exactly the opposite of what they don't unless you have something better in store down the road to debut.
Totally.
Well, and that is ties into what we're going to talk about next is that Blizzard does have Diablo plans that are not immortal. They're just not saying anything yet because they had their community, the Diablo community manager made a post on their forums and he said exactly what you said. He said, we have many plans for Diablo across multiple projects, which we'll be revealing over the course of the coming year. We're eager to share more about all of our projects, but some will have to wait as we prefer to show you rather than tell you.
Thank you.
They want something to be able to show people that says, hey, we are working on this. It is going to happen. It's going to happen soon. We don't want to tell you 3 years out that you're going to get this thing.
But don't they do that with, like, didn't PlayStation do that with all their games?
Everybody does that with every game.
It's become industry standard now. Yeah. Bethesda, 5 years
in advance and then say next year, oh, we don't really have anything, but here's a new picture.
Yeah, and that's the, like, it's never been as bad as it was when Bethesda did it. I feel like what they did with Elder Scrolls 6, because we're not getting that game for
a long time.
2022?
Well, and the thing we're supposed to be getting relatively soon is Elder Scrolls Blades, which is their mobile game, which just got delayed.
Oh, see, and from what I heard from people who actually played it, that's not surprising because they said it did not play well.
Yeah.
It was nowhere near what it was. Actually, that's the same thing as Diablo. We're watching the same thing transpire with two different companies, but they went about it entirely differently.
Mm. And they both got shit on for it.
That's because the millennials and...
You mean your generation?
No, your generation.
You are a millennial.
Yeah, you're a millennial.
I refuse to acknowledge.
I know you refuse to acknowledge it, but it doesn't change the fact.
There's actually two levels of millennialism. So
there's the new breakdown.
What is the new breakdown?
So I believe
if it's what I've been saying all along, someone listens to this podcast. Well,
I don't think
off.
You.
I believe it's like 31 or 30 to 34 or 30 to 30 something.
No, it's 31 to.
No.
You got dropped out of it.
I'm with her?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I know.
No, we're different species of human.
Nope.
if you knew what life was like and can recall what it was,
you know what it was?
Vividly right before now. The internet, you should be in one bucket. And if you lived a life where you've never known life without, even if it was dial-up, that's another human. Like, I went many, many years of life where you'd be at a restaurant with your family and someone would be like, hey, who was the guy who was, you know, the guy in Tombstone who was at the poker table? And then you're like, oh, I don't know. Nobody knows? All right, well, let's move on to the next thing. Or we could look it up when we get home. You know, we could see if it's in the encyclopedia.
We can
or look
dial
in the back
up.
Of the DVD.
Quick Strike in chat is trying to say that he and I are not millennials. I hate to break it to you, but yes, we are.
You guys are totally millennials.
We are millennials. Millennials span, what was it, 81 or 84 to 97?
I'm sorry to sound like an old man. I apologize, but...
Something like that.
81 to 97.
We need to... I wish we were smarter or had a bigger audience or Emma would finally write something because I know she's the only one in here smart enough to do it. But
what am I writing?
Letting people know that this is... happened. Bethesda and Blizzard did the same situation. Each handled it completely differently, each being roasted for it. There's no right answer. Anything you do will get you shit on.
Yeah. There you go.
Fair enough.
I have no more words. I don't have any words. But back to Diablo 4, it's going to happen. And when they do announce it, which it might be at the...
they said over the course of 2019.
Okay.
So, I mean, like, they could, because that leads into what we're talking about next, is that the Game Awards are this week, the ones that are actually called the Game Awards. There's, like, 8 million of them, but there's, like, the big one, and that's this week, December 6th, and apparently there are 10 new game announcements coming during the show.
Is this the one? I think it's going to air, like, on CBS or something.
No, this one's not on TV this year.
This is not a TV one?
No.
Oh, because there's another one that's, like, a People's Choice Award, too, but... So how are we going to see this one on Twitch?
Yeah, you can watch it pretty much anywhere online. Twitch, Twitter, Facebook Live, YouTube, Mixer, like anywhere that you can stream shit, you're going to be able to see this. Xbox Live, PlayStation Home shit.
What are the rumors?
So there's a couple different rumors, because what actually caught my eye was...
Wait, you acknowledge it's a rumor.
Fuck off. What actually caught my eye was that Rocksteady had to come out and publicly deny... some of these rumors, because one of the big ones was that we were going to get a Superman game from them finally. So these are the guys that made the Batman Arkham games, and the idea was that we're finally getting the Superman game, and Rocksteady had to come out and say, hey, we're not announcing anything, and when we do, it's not going to be Superman.
That's kind of disappointing. I mean, if anybody can, I mean, first of all,
what if they come out and announce Supergirl?
Ayo.
The world's not ready. The world's not ready for a female protagonist.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think...
Gotta get them physics right.
Man. Oh my god, you're all bad core. People.
I think Superman game is the holy grail of video games, only because you will have to overcome automatically the stigma of what many people consider the worst game
Superman
in the
64.
History of video games.
Yeah. Superman 64,
so
man.
I can see how, like, 64. When someone went to Rocksteady originally, it was like, hey, what can do you guys do? Think about a Superman game? They're probably like, we're gonna need a few years.
No.
We're gonna need a check for this amount of money.
Yeah.
We're gonna need this generation that remembers us to die off.
Yeah, anybody who had a 64 has to be dead before we try this.
And then
game.
We'll go for it.
I think they could pull it off, though.
They're gonna do the whole MT for Atari thing and find every copy and just put it in some kind of landfill.
They'd have to like acknowledge it somehow.
Well, the only problem I would have would probably fight just like Batman. But
see, I
it's not
want
a bad
that.
Thing. Don't get me wrong. I loved it, but. It gets repetitive, so. Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't fit, like, just talking from a comic book standpoint, it doesn't fit with Superman's MO, the way he's more of a powerhouse. He's not an agile type of, you know, person like Batman or like.
Well, he's not a human being. So I think the issue is immediately in the game for it to be any good or believable, it's like there's a thin layer of kryptonite all in the air, nerfing him down to
did
the
he just
strength.
Struggle about kryptonite?
I don't follow Superman, bro.
Crypto.
I don't know this.
Cryptocurrency.
There's Bitcoin everywhere.
Isn't that Superman's weakness?
Cryptocurrency.
So
invisible money for everybody.
Immediately, it has to be like there's a thin layer of kryptonite in the atmosphere that's nerfing him down to a super or to a normal human. Otherwise, if you can't boot up the game and teleport and uppercut a fucking rando into the sun, like this game is bullshit.
Seriously.
Well, you might as well just call it Chuck Norris or something.
Well, I mean, they're going to have to put limitations on it because you might uppercut some asshole into the sun, but Superman wouldn't.
So,
but maybe
so Corey that could would. Be their explanation of like why you're not so OP is that you're limited by Superman's own code of conduct.
Oh, his own morals. My God,
I'm just,
I guess.
His own morals
it
and kind of
makes sense, but I'm just throwing shit out here.
Oh, I guess
that would
instead
horribly
instead of allowing
suck.
You to do it, says you failed mission. You're about to uppercut this person.
You fucking killed somebody. You failed.
This is not Superman.
You did not walk the lady
this
across
is not
the
injustice.
Street.
They'll Spider-Man it, basically, where I know I killed like a dozen motherfuckers through the course of that campaign, but they just automatically all have pillows up here under them because Doctor Strange is trailing you, saving all the lives. Like, it's so bad. I guess in Spider-Man it's okay, but in Superman they're going to have to make some changes.
Yeah. So they actually say they're not working on Superman, so we don't know what's ever going to happen with that. We know it's not going to be Superman that they're announcing. That doesn't mean it's not going to be a superhero game, though.
Who would you want to see if it's not Superman?
Well, we know that Eidos Montreal and Crystal Dynamics are working on an Avengers game. And we know that the Russo brothers are going to be at the Game Awards as presenters. So there's potential maybe they're going to finally announce something. Although I don't know how Avengers excited game? I am for this now.
Did you see
that
the
was very
footage?
Stewy of you, by the way. Then.
Yeah. Did you guys see the footage? We've talked about it on the show for years because
I know exactly what you're talking
probably
about.
The best game that never existed, but it was like it was Overwatch before Overwatch with Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
First person, there was like a Hulk. You see his big fucking fists, and he played completely different than an Iron Man first person who could float around the battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
And there was it was far in development. Like, it looked damn good. And it was one of those things where when the project was killed, I think some dude was like, I poured so much time, I'm just going to throw it on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So the footage exists out there. Really? And it's the biggest disappointment. That's the game we deserve, people.
Huh.
That's the one. But what else would you find acceptable? It better not be like a movie game. Where?
Well, speaking of a movie game.
What?
What?
But something I might actually be fucking hype for.
Damn.
I'm very excited when I saw this. One possible reveal, says GameSpot, is a new Alien game called Alien Blackout.
Ooh.
We know apparently that there's a new Alien game on the way for console and PC, and 20th Century Fox just trademarked the name Alien Blackout for a video game.
So when you say Alien, are you talking in the vein and the franchise of the original Alien?
Like Alien Isolation.
Okay.
It's like a
so within
to Alien
the franchise.
Isolation. Yeah.
Within the franchise.
Yeah. Totally within the universe, completely connected to it.
Okay.
Because, like, I love Alien Isolation.
Oh, I adored Alien Isolation.
So
it was so
good.
And the story was so well done.
And it's been so long, and we haven't heard anything about it, so I always just kind of assumed. I was like, well, we're fucked. We're never going to get anything for this.
Yeah.
But apparently maybe now we might get something. I really, really, really want that
Alien
to be
Blackout,
something.
Alien Blackout, huh?
Yeah. Alien Battle Royale mode.
We didn't talk about this yet on the show, but Emma Skies stole from VGB Studios last week, like a legitimate thief. Took my gold anymore. Reinhardt off the tree. No, this is why I'm going to justify something very mean I'm going to say to you.
Oh, shit. Okay,
so
let me
keep that in mind. I have a lot of like pent-up anger towards Emma Skies right here. Actually, as I call her now, Emma Lies.
Oh, damn.
You're not the first person to have said that. You didn't come up with that.
In our secret VGB chat, the one that she's discluded from, she's Emma Lies.
That's fine.
Wow.
So, I hope Alien Blackout is an expansion to the Call of Duty Blackout, and the whole thing's a battle royale.
I'm going to push all these monitors over on you.
I would laugh. I would be so thrilled if this is a battle royale.
I'd kill myself.
It's a new map for Call of Duty.
Off the bridge.
I think you should be scared, though, like as someone who wants this game, because there's no way it's going to be better than Isolation, because what made that game so cool...
I was just going to say that.
...was
the
Kinect.
The Kinect, and it's not going to have anything to do with the Kinect anymore because they just don't make them.
I
still have one, but that's not going to matter.
They completely stopped supporting it. They don't make the cables for it. They're, like, completely done.
But it was such a big part of why people loved the game that I'm hoping they're going to come up with something for it. Because it'll work, I think, with, like, a microphone, too. So if you have a headset plugged in, I think it does the same thing. The only thing that wouldn't track would be the head movement, which was kind of supplementary anyway.
I had heard, too, and I haven't checked this out. It should be my job, too. But you can apparently hook any webcam up, like, a decent webcam up to your Xbox, and it'll work with as a Kinect did.
I don't think it works as a Kinect in terms of depth. It can't determine depth.
Oh, no. Okay. It won't track your body, but like if you, like, I really, really liked using voice commands. I would always say Xbox on, Xbox off, Xbox pause. Like, that's how we would just kind of got used to controlling it. And then when I moved to the Xbox One X, that went away because I can't hook my Kinect up to
you
it.
You still can if you get the special cable or you.
The adapter that costs $1 million.
Yeah, no, that adapter's like $40.
No, it's not $40.
$40. Look it up.
No, it's it rocketed in price after they stopped making it. Yeah,
because they discontinued it. They don't even make
cable. No, it was like $40, $50. Now it's like a couple $100.
You know not what. Oh, okay.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. It's not $40. Like, it's not that cheap.
I was about to jump over this table.
No, because I got one for free when you upgraded to the S at the time. Yeah. You could get it for free.
No, they had a great promotion, but they,
So I got that, but I made my other one into, soldered the cables, and you could do it manually. Takes a little bit.
I need to get that.
Costs like $20 around.
But back to what you were saying about the webcams, I don't know for sure about that. I know that you can use a webcam for like streaming, but only on Microsoft stuff. Like, it only works on Mixer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, it doesn't work on Twitch. It only works on Mixer. Your webcams are only supported via Microsoft apps.
I wonder like why they did that. Interesting.
I mean, it makes sense, but like, I haven't heard that you can use webcams for like other stuff though yet.
I think you can use it for the voice commands.
Because that was the best part. That was the one thing that I was mad about when they discontinued the Kinect. Is I live by those voice commands, and the fact that they got rid of it and didn't replace it with something else.
You can apparently hook your Xbox up to Alexa as well.
Oh, really? Control it. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's a recent update, right?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
True.
You have to give her the Xbox skill. And you can turn it on and do some of that stuff, but then I don't know. It's still kind of a pain in the ass. Yeah, Alexa.
Well, now you gotta ask Alexa.
Yeah.
Well, and they ask totally her exactly. They screwed the voice commands like years and years ago.
Good night. Yep. Yep. We turned.
There she is.
There she is.
There she is. Oh, she's gonna turn off all the lights too.
No, we're good.
No, we're good. All
right. No, they screwed up the voice commands years ago because they got rid of the Xbox Select command. Which used to be, like, if you were in a menu that didn't have voice support, you could say Xbox Select and just navigate the menu via your voice. And they got rid of that.
Oh.
Which was so annoying because I remember this was how lazy I was in college. I could wake up in the morning and entirely with my voice, turn on my Xbox, navigate to Netflix, navigate the Netflix menu, and just start watching whatever I was watching when I fell asleep. Like, it'd be like, Xbox Select, next list, number four, play. And like, I didn't even have to move out of bed. I would fall asleep watching TV and then wake up and restart.
I think that's going to be the most common problem we're hitting in the next year. I honestly get tired of hearing my own voice, like talking to this technology. I just bought like 3 new smart plugs, so all my Christmas trees are hooked up to this thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I walked into your kitchen over there and I'm like, bro, you got enough to like automate everything in this house.
I have basically an Alexa in each room. And then, you know,
and she's always listening.
That's what you hear from everybody. Whenever we go to the in-laws for Thanksgiving and they want to talk about Alexa.
You know the CIA's listening through that.
You know, the president knows everything. Well, the president knows what my fart sounds like. That's about it. Like, he doesn't give a shit what I feel too. Yeah. I don't say, I'll set the record straight right now. I don't say anything important enough for the president to care.
Huh.
I don't think he does either.
That's true.
Wow, that was good.
Do we have any more like rumors as to what's going to be?
No.
What games are going to be played?
No.
Because
no,
just that would.
Oh, for the love of God! You're like 10 minutes late to this. It's not even worth it at this point.
All right.
Oh, okay, that actually worked. Holy shit!
I'll give you that one.
Yay, all right.
I mean, we don't have too much time, and it's the holidays. So.
If you get the Reinhardt.
So turning away from games for a minute and into the world of comics, we have the news that shocked absolutely nobody. Netflix canceled Daredevil.
Yep.
Or Disney made Netflix cancel Daredevil.
So you're not being fair, because I saw a lot of outrage for people who don't follow things.
For people who are dumb.
Wow, I'm sure a lot of people listen.
If you've been paying attention to all the cancellations and you're surprised by Daredevil getting canceled.
In all honesty, the last few seasons of the Netflix Marvel shows have been okay. Like, it was a better Iron Fist season in the second one than the first one. Your Jessica Jones.
Daredevil was good.
Luke Cage was good. It was it's interesting that they decide to gradually do that and then give us the teaser of like actually having a third season for Daredevil and then not look into fourth season.
The actual reason for people listening this who I don't think are dumb, like Emma thinks you're dumb. I think you're smart and probably have more important things to do, like being doctors and stuff. But
wow. You think doctors listen to this show?
Yeah, I think a large percentage of doctors listen to this show.
Doctors of love.
Yeah, love doctors. So it's being canceled because Disney's starting their own service, people.
Oh, 100%.
They're going to do their own Netflix thing where you can watch all the Disney libraries and stuff. So they're going to start saving all their big Marvel stuff because, honestly, it's going to work.
Well, the question here is that – so I'm holding out hope that they're going to pick these shows back up, but they're not going to be on Disney Plus because Disney, I'm pretty sure, has publicly come out and said they're not doing mature shows. So anything rated R, anything rated TVMA is not going to be on their service, which means no Punisher, no Daredevil.
Maybe
at the very least those
Punisher
two.
Rated G.
So what do you think they're going to do with it then?
I think they could put it on Hulu because they're a majority stock owner in Hulu.
Oh, do you want that?
I mean, if it's the same show, I wouldn't really.
And the same people?
If it's the same show and the same people, I don't really care where I'm watching it.
Yeah, same writers.
Because Hulu's getting some good shit.
I actually use Hulu probably more than I use Netflix at this point.
Yeah, I'd say so. I just upgraded to the no commercials.
Oh, that's...
And it's brilliant.
That's my favorite. That's my biggest annoyance with Hulu is that you have to pay extra to not get
commercials. Yeah.
But cost comes relative to Netflix.
Yeah.
Well, so. I don't know. If you think about the entirety of the Disney financial plan, their whole strategy... They're going to have to create something to make it a little bit more exclusive for that. Mm-hmm. Because that type of content, like that Marvel series content, mm-hmm. that's like their, premier stuff. That's the stuff that people pay just to jump onto Netflix. I mean, for the longest time, people were waiting for that kind of stuff to pop out. Now that they're pulling it out, I don't know if they just throw it onto Hulu if you're going to be able to just access that with commercials.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about it.
Like, well, whether commercials or not, if they can benefit from it, they're going to do it. They didn't have Netflix pull them just because Netflix probably paying them, right?
Oh yeah, 100%.
So they're pulling it because they have their own use for it, where they make more money.
True. Right. Well, they're canceling it. The content still belongs to Netflix in terms of previous seasons, so all that stuff is still going to be there.
Yeah.
So you're looking at, not only are you looking at it moving to a different streaming service, but you're looking at a brand new storyline. You're looking at different directions.
Maybe.
Well, because if they're gonna pick up from where they left off there, they're gonna have to redirect people to catch up by going to Netflix and seeing.
I mean, Disney's got more money than God; they can just buy the rights for the previous stuff.
Exactly,
I'm
sure it's part of it.
That's why, Netflix can say, "I have this golden nugget. Do you want to buy it?" They say, "Okay, there you go."
Netflix makes a pretty penny off of it.
Yeah.
Do you think Netflix is gonna hurt too bad though? I feel like they got enough going on.
Netflix?
Yeah. They got like that Buster Scruggs movie, going back to that, like mm-hmm. that's a full feature Coen Brothers movie.
Yeah.
Like it gotta be expensive.
They invested $800 million into Netflix originals this year?
Yeah, all new original content.
A lot of money, and I think they've done so well with the ones they have, I think they can create more.
Yeah, Narcos going into
basically newer IPs. They're fine. So.
No, Netflix isn't going to hurt at all. It's just, you think about it, Netflix knows that that's content that Disney really, really wants. So they'll probably drive a really high bargain.
Yeah, at just put a couple zeros on it and then say, we got a deal. They say, okay, we got the pocketbooks.
Yeah, because Infinity War is going to be the last thing of Marvel, last Marvel movie that's going to be on Netflix. Because they're contracted out through the year. Yeah. And Infinity War is going to go on Christmas, or like around Christmas. And then we'll get Punisher Season 2 next year and Jessica Jones Season 3. And then those will both be canceled, just so you're not surprised.
Yeah.
Yep.
Those are going to come out and then be canceled. Because those were just already in development when this contract term ran out.
Yeah.
And so they're like, all right, this is the last of it.
I think we're going to get into a saturation point here pretty soon where things are going to have to start condensing, because I already pay $10 for Netflix, another $7 for Hulu. I have HBO Go. We have Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. They're all separate. It's hard to navigate. And like, I wanted to watch Tombstone the other day, so I had to open up 5 fucking apps and scroll
for
through.
It.
You should just hit me up. I have the Blu-ray at home.
Well, now I know.
Well,
I thought maybe I had it.
Hello, film guy. Just saying.
It was on none of them, though. And I spent, like, a whole bunch of time. Like, there needs to be something that condenses this where you can just find what you're looking
for.
There
is, actually.
What do you do?
Well, depending on the streaming, like, app or not app, device, they're actually capable of searching each one.
Yeah, it's true. Like Apple.
Apple TV?
No, I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sure Apple.
The Fire Stick.
Fire Stick.
Amazon Fire Stick. They do that, actually, where you just.
It'll say where it is, so.
Or, well, you speak into the remote and you tell them, I want to see Tombstone.
Are you trolling me? Because you just want me to look like a fucking idiot when I'm
talking to the remote? I have one at the house. No, I have one at the house.
You talk to your remote.
Yeah. Have you not seen those commercials? They're like everywhere.
This technology exists.
Yes. Dish does the same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dish does
do it. You've never seen those Christmas commercials? Like, show us Die Hard. Like, whatever. So, with the Fire Stick, you can actually talk to it, tell them, hey, show me Tombstone, and it'll show all the places where it's playing at in terms of your streaming service, and you just go and you click on the one that you want to see, and you start
Yeah,
start
they have playing. Their own search function.
Same thing's happening with video games. We're seeing games with or Xbox
Game Pass
is fucking lit. Like, it's actually making them money right now.
Yeah.
And they're going to be launching, like...
Everything that's first-party games is going to be day one.
That's huge.
That's big.
That's really big.
Pretty much titles you don't have to buy anymore.
And that's the backbone, I think, of them getting rid of the disc drive. Because if people start picking up on how great Xbox Game Pass is, it's the price of what?
$10 a month?
$10 a month, which is two games, basically a year.
Yeah.
Which, if you buy two games a year on your Xbox, there's... Well,
you could.
It's like, still going to hurt for like Red Dead and stuff like that.
No, right now you
can
buy it half off. It's $5 a month.
Is it really?
Yeah.
If you get like a full year.
That's a promotion.
Yeah, no. So it was for 6 months. You can buy, what is it, half off? And then it allows you to buy another 6 months and it'll stack. And it'll keep stacking like live. So you can buy, I think, up to 3 years.
You have to be kind of smart. But if you're planning on buying two Microsoft exclusives a year, there's no reason not to just get that Game Pass, and then you have everything. Yeah. I installed Rocket League the other day and loaded that thing up for 15 minutes and had some fun with it. Like, it's so good. Game Pass, and so now we're going to see more of those because EA has their own. And then any game developer who has a library impressive enough is going to do theirs, and we're going to be just like we're at with Hulu.
I was going to say, you're just gonna create another scenario that you're doing.
I used to have UFC Fight Pass.
It also looks like you can do that on Roku in terms of movies, Roku and Apple as well. So Apple TV and Roku.
Yeah.
Just in terms of device options there.
Just if you didn't know, Corey.
Just if you didn't. Talk
to your remote. Problem that you have has already been solved years ago. Welcome.
Yeah.
You
talk to your
Welcome
remote.
To the future, Corey.
Wow, millennials. It's been done. These fucking millennials, man. What else we got?
We got some CW stuff. I know some of us watch those.
That's why we got Eddie here.
Yeah, CW.
So, did you guys see the picture? There's a picture that came out yesterday. Like, they keep releasing Batwoman pictures, you know, to hype up the crossover.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say, she looks great. I think
the
suit, I think, looks fantastic. The picture that we're kind of going off of right now, it's not a great picture of the wig, but it is what it is. What sucks is that they put out this picture of Batwoman to create hype, and everybody is like, what the fuck is going on in the background, because you can see Oliver in the Flash suit and it is not a good look.
Doesn't look good on him. I'm looking at it right now.
It's
online.
A rough look.
Yeah. So are they doing some storyline where they're swapping
out? Yeah, they're like, it's the Elseworlds crossover that's coming up.
Okay.
So Grant is the Green Arrow and Steven is the Flash, and it's a very awkward look for them both.
I mean, it's still cool, right? Are people really freaking out over it?
Is it, though?
The concept is cool.
Steve Amell does not
look good. He looks good. Like, it's, he's from, like, the straight-up 90s series.
It's real bad. And that, you know what? You
is
know
that velvet? Fits. Is that velour?
I don't know.
He's wearing velour.
It doesn't fit him.
But you know what it is, though? And I was talking about this with some other people. What it comes down to is, like...
That's what they're talking about.
Those suits are designed for the actors that play them. So the Green Arrow suit is designed for Stephen Amell, who's a bulky, jacked dude.
Yeah.
And Grant Gustin is not. And the Flash suit is designed for him, and he's lean and slim, and Stephen is not. So, like, you switch these things, and they just don't fit.
Yeah.
Well, they probably just didn't even make new suits. They just said, here, just trade for the day.
Why don't you wear mine
and
I'll wear yours? And...
No, I mean, they're very different. They would have had to make new suits, but they can't design a whole new thing.
Yeah, it just doesn't fit his body style.
Right.
Stephen Amell looks like he's a really bad cosplayer.
It's
you know what? That's what it looks like. It looks like bad cosplay.
Bad cosplay.
And it's unfortunate because they're both, like, they both look great in their respective costumes because it's made for them and made for their body types. But switching it is
just and they were casted for those roles for particular reasons. I mean, their body type and whatnot.
So, like, Steven clearly looks too big for that Flash suit. But if you look at a picture of Grant in the Green Arrow suit, he looks like a kid playing in his dad's clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
There's there's a picture it's like full body and it's just awkward.
I'm afraid to look.
I'm just blown away people still watch these shows.
I agree.
I'm actually catching up just so I can watch this crossover for Batwoman.
Are you really?
And that's what they're for. That's what the big I stopped watching them. I'm getting back into them so I can see Batwoman and hope that they don't fucking ruin her.
They're gonna ruin her.
I hope not. Sounds like pulling
teeth. Speaking of ruining, let's hope DC doesn't ruin Zatanna. They just announced a Zatanna movie. Just wanted to throw that in there.
I was thinking with Netflix losing Marvel, essentially, do we think they're gonna pick up some third party comic book?
They already have.
Which one?
What was it? They actually put out a comic.
So are we gonna get like Spawn and some of these maybe off the beaten path heroes getting some series? Because in a way we could win. We can get some love.
Well, that's why I was saying they'll have the open cash to probably in a cheaper way get new IPs for themselves. In
Prodigy.
Netflix.
Sorry.
Yeah. All right. It won't be DC because DC's getting their own thing too. Mm-hmm. They're gonna have their own streaming DC service Universe. With TV shows.
Really?
Yeah.
They already have it. It's already up.
It's gonna be. I don't even want to watch it.
Don't they have a Teen Titans one? Yeah.
I'm already disappointed with all the stuff they come out with.
Yeah.
But it's got like a really good backlog of old DC movies and old DC shows and the animated shows and the animated movies. Yeah. So like it's actually worth and it comes with like a comic subscription.
That's pretty sick. It's actually not bad.
Mark Miller, the guy who did like the Kingsman comic books and whatnot, he's teamed up with Netflix to create a series called The Prodigy.
So
that's actually coming out. Comes out December 5th, actually.
Netflix Witcher.
So.
Oh yeah, we got Witcher.
That's true.
Did you see the Lady Gaga thing?
No.
Lady Gaga posted a tweet. I never got more respect for her.
Yes, I did see that. I love her.
She was like, oh man, my hands hurt. I've been playing Bayonetta for like 8 hours. Help. Yeah. Like she's super into Bayonetta right now.
She's digging it.
Yeah. Good on Gaga. Maybe she listens to the show.
Doubt it. Chat, but also Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, Cowboy
Bebop. The new Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, yeah, they're doing a live action, I think.
Didn't you do... Were you the one who did that meme with Mr. Krabs? Am I going to really dig up this grave? It had a picture of, like... It had Netflix as Mr. Krabs, and it had, like, Cowboy Bebop on the grave, and it said, am I really going to dig up this grave to just get a few more money? And then the next one is, yes, I am.
No, it wasn't me, man. A good one. Usually 95% of the good memes on the internet are me. This one was not me. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode of Video Game Bang. If you are in the Sacramento area and you want to meet us in person, you can hang out at the Sac Gamers Expo coming up on December 9th. That is sacsgamersexpo.com. Too late to buy tickets online, so you have to show up to the venue. I think they're less than $10. You can hang out, meet a whole bunch of other awesome gamers. They have tournaments. A bunch of panels from popular YouTubers, and we'll be there doing a photo booth and all sorts of cool stuff. So we can't wait for that one. It's one of our favorite events of the year. And then the VGB Christmas party, baby, coming up on December 15th. It has a date, and we're going to be live that night from VGB Studios. There will be substances that will be controlled. It will be a party. We do the show Royal Rumble style, for those of you who used to watch wrestling. So we set the timer. Every 3 to 4 minutes, a new person enters. And it's a giant celebration of the entire year as we count down the top 20 games, I believe, this year of 2018. So, Emma Skies, let everyone know where they could watch you in streaming and donate to the Millie Foundation.
Twitch.tv/EmmaSkies. My schedule will be up on Twitter tomorrow.
All right. Interesting. How much of that will be making boxes?
Maybe. I do like one every week or two.
Okay. It was entertaining. It was really good.
It's a good time to just hang out.
Yeah.
Was it a good box?
She made like 30 boxes.
I ran out of origami paper because I only had a set of 100.
Problem. Eddie Villanueva, Mr. Filmlosopher, where can people listen to your latest podcast?
You can check us out at filmlosophers.com, where you can catch our 139 episodes. Our most recent one just dropped this past Wednesday. We talked about Robin Hood. You can also catch us on our socials at facebook.com/filmlosophers and on Twitter at twitter.com/philosophy101.
Nice, Sue. Wow, you got good at that.
Hey, I've been doing it for 2.5 years. So,
yeah, how many times have I been a guest?
Several. You were a guest. You were a guest on like probably the entire first year.
I don't know.
Man. You were you were the producer.
I haven't been feeling the love lately.
Ah.
Yeah.
He wants to be back. That's what it sounds like.
Sounds like a plan.
I got opinions. Buster Scruggs episode.
Buster Scruggs. I got to get everybody else to watch that.
Marcus, what you been promoting these days?
I'm promoting Corey.
His friendship
and his testes.
Testicular health.
And his testicular health.
Testicular health.
Feel your balls, everybody. You just feel them every once in a while. Check for lumps.
Yep.
Check for the lumps.
It's good health. And then one last thing. Merry Christmas, everybody. If you can, if you want to give VGB a Christmas gift, it's a rating. Do a rating on, I don't care where. Do it on Yelp. Do it on iTunes. Do it on Spotify if you can. Anywhere you can rate the show. It really helps other people find it, and it's been working. And it's so fun for us to read the positive comments and some of the negative ones too. A feedback for the show, and it helps other people get a good idea if this is the show for them. So thank you for that. That's it. Hope you guys enjoyed. For Marcus, Filmlosopher Eddie, Emma Lies, my name is Corey Vincent, saying you've just been banged.